Hi guys, this is the latest cool gadget from Zomé, the V5 new handheld gimbal. Now we're going to see how to get started with this gimbal. Shoulder strap, the gimbal, USB charging cable, mini tripod. First of all, we will unbox the gimbal from the nice black carrying case. Inside the pack, there is the V5 new gimbal. Micro USB cable for charging, mini tripod stand, and shoulder strap to carry the gimbal. Designed as the all-in-one workhorse for any type of filmmaking, the V5 New is packed with incredible features. The V5 New comes with a carrying case and a shoulder strap, making it the perfect gadget to carry anywhere. Traveling, events, and feature film productions. Outdoor shoots, or wherever you go. V5 New is the best companion. Tripod installation. The V5 New comes with a mini tripod, which makes it easy to stand by itself freely. You can extend the tripod legs by adjusting the screw under the bottom of the device. Install your smartphone. Adjust the balance. Long press to turn the gimbal on. Make sure you remove your phone case before fixing the phone to the gimbal. Fix the phone and push it until it reaches the sponge part of the gimbal handle. Slide the arm in and out to get a proper balance. Make sure the gimbal is properly balanced with the camera facing out before turning on the gimbal. APP connection. APP introduction. Now, let's get familiar with the features of the AFI APP. Download the AFI APP on your smartphone. Make sure Bluetooth is turned on in your phone. Start AFI Play in the phone, then select V5 New and click Connecting Device. To search for nearby signals, connect your gimbal. Now, here's the panoramic stopping time choice, from 2 seconds to 30 seconds. This Gimbal Pro app includes incredible range of features like resolution, grid, flash and focus adjustments. Also, there are panorama, countdown, and photo phase features in different shooting modes. Remote control is also designed here. In order to adapt to different scenarios, you can choose from a wide range of filters and white balance functions. Also, the face following and object following shooting features are available for perfect video shooting. Next, let's go through the actual controls. Dimming fill light. The V5 new gimbal comes with a third gear dimming fill light. You can adjust the light up and down as per your requirements. Here, you can definitely see how bright the view looks like. Next, we're going to see how to start shooting with this gimbal. Pan following mode instructions. Once you turn on the gimbal, you will see the pan following mode by default. Pan following mode is pitch axis and roll axis locked, while panning following. When you're moving the gimbal, it can move a little bit left or right. The joystick button can control the pitch angle. One click to lock mode. If you press the mode button one time, it goes into lock mode. You can't pan, pitch, or roll on lock mode. But the up and down button of the joystick can control the pitch angle. And the left and right button of the joystick can control the pan angle. Then, if you click it one more time, it goes into the previous mode. One click is to switch mode between lock and pan following. Double click to full following mode. If you press the mode button two times, it goes into the full following mode. In full following mode, the roll axis is locked, while pitch and pan is following. The joystick button can't be used at this mode. Horizontal and vertical shooting. It's easy to switch between horizontal and vertical shooting. When the handle swings to the left or right to the horizontal level, the gimbal stabilizer automatically switches to the vertical shooting mode. Automatic calibration mode. Long press the power button and push the joystick up simultaneously. When the red and green lights are on, press the photo video button. Start calibration. Long press the shutdown button. Calibration completed. Whenever the gimbal is out of control, the best solution is to calibrate it. First, keep the joystick downwards. Then, turn the power on. The green light always being on and red light slowly flashing indicates that the gimbal entered the gyroscope calibration mode. Then place the gimbal stabilizer, still on a horizontal surface. Then click the photo video button. The indicator light turns green and the red light flashes quickly. Please keep the gimbal static for about 10 seconds. If the calibration is successful, the indicator turns green and the red light flashes slowly. If it's unsuccessful, the indicator turns green and the red light flashes quickly. After completing the calibration, please turn off and restart the gimbal stabilizer. Extension stick instructions. Hold and position the handle and the motor shaft, then rotate the handle to the left until it's loosened, and pull out the extension stick. Rotate the handle to the right and lock the extension stick. USB charging port. Here is the USB for smartphone charging. Connect the USB and your phone. No more worries about the charge. Object following shooting function. First, start the app and connect the phone via Bluetooth. Click the object following shooting function. Then select the object you want to follow in the picture and start shooting. Simple as that. Face following shooting function. This is the same as object following shooting function. Select and open the face following function of the AFI Play. It automatically captures the face on the screen. Push pull zoom. This function is for focus pulling, or it can be used to adjust the zoom. The zoom in out function can be controlled by the zoom wheel, which can be done only through the app. Panoramic shooting. When starting up the app and connecting the Bluetooth, select the panorama shooting function. There are 180 degrees and 360 degrees options available. Select the range in which you want to shoot. Press the photo video button. The panoramic shooting function can be automatically turned on. Pictures can be stitched and combined. With V5 New, your shots will look better than ever. You can record each and every moment more smooth and perfect.